Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of The Light of the Southwest. Thank you for tuning in to GLC. For those of you who don't know who we are, I'm Eric Espatia.
And I'm Holly Espatia. Shalom.
Shalom. And we are just very excited to bring another episode. You know, one of the best things of this opportunity to be on The Light of Southwest is all the exciting people we get to meet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up in prayer really fast, and then I'm going to introduce our guest. Father, I thank you so much for this time that you've given us, that we get to just hear about how your spirit is moving around the world and how you are reaching people through this ministry and other ministries, how your spirit is alive and how your love is spreading, and how your truth and light is making a difference in this world. So we thank you for this opportunity and for our guest, Bishop Dr. Gaetana Gaetana, who is working in Africa. Father, we thank you. May your words be glorified, and may your son be glorified today in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Pastor Gaetana, welcome to the Light of the Southwest today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So we know you as Pastor Gaetana, and what we're learning today is it's Bishop Dr. Gaetana Gaetana.
Yeah.
And I'm really thankful to learn that about you, just more of who you are and what you do. We've been blessed to know you from our congregation. You join us and visit and share with us at different times, but thank you for being with us today, and we look forward to learning more.
Thank you really for having me and giving me this time. I really appreciate. This TV station is not my first time. Just when I was in Virginia, always when I'm coming here, they're asking me to come to the show. And I am very familiar, but the name Bishop, long time ago, is more almost now 15 years. And the doctorate last year, I was in Kenya for ministry purpose. They invited me in a church, and a university from there came and gave me the honorarium doctorate degree. It's a surprise for me too.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not expecting, really.
Yeah. So, and Bishop.
Yeah, explain
you,
Bishop.
Yeah. So you said you're a bishop over how many churches?
Almost now more than 500 church.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all of these, can you explain on the map, globally, where are they kind of
yes.
located?
Yeah, we are working in 10 countries in Africa, and also we work in Dubai. We are working all together in 11 countries. In Africa, we work in North Somalia, South Somalia, Djibouti, Kenya, and Uganda, Eritrea, South Sudan, and Ethiopia. We are working in all these countries. First, when we start, we are starting to help the persecuted church.
Mm. Yes.
When we start helping the persecuted church, we found children whom their mom and their dad got killed. Wow. Mostly one time in Somalia, we found 120 children. We don't know what to do. Their family got killed by Al-Shabaab, by Al-Qaeda. Some of them are Christian, some of them they are not. Then we brought that 120 children to Kenya, and we started that orphanage in Kenya.
Mm. Okay.
And now we have almost more than 2,000 kids who is just waiting on us for their daily food and clothes and school, for everything.
And education.
Mm. Yeah, and
wow.
education.
So you founded Watch and Pray International Ministries. What year was that when you started this ministry?
It's 1985.
Okay.
At Christ for the Nation, I am going to school. We came to my dormitory and we start prayer on Wednesday. We pray for the persecuted church. Then in the middle of that, the Lord asking me to start this ministry, Watch and Pray, and he gave me all the dream, and I don't know how to do it at that time. I'm not accepted legally in America. Mm. I am in deportation case. Mm. And people, they think I am crazy when I come to a school also from Virginia. They said, how you are going in this kind of case to go to school? One day they are deporting you. And then it's not happened. The Supreme Court make a decision, Gaetana to get asylum and to give persecuted believers asylum. They start since that time. In 1985, we are sitting and praying. God gave me the word and I share to my friends, and that day we start the ministry. Here today we are celebrating 25 years of anniversary.
Wow.
It's a miracle of God.
And you're going to have a pretty big event for your 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Do you want to take a minute just to share with us where?
Yeah, we are going to have a speaker by the name Haas. He is coming to speak. Maybe if it works also, he's coming to the TV station. And September 20, we have a big dinner at Midland Country Club. And everybody is invited, and the food is free, and also it's kosher always. I make sure that they prepare kosher also for our people. And I'm saying this, come and see what we accomplish, what we are going to do. Three of our country workers also they are coming to join us from Ethiopia, from Uganda, and from Kenya. And for that, really, I want Midland and Odessa to come and to meet these people and to see also what Watch and Pray accomplish here in America and overseas too.
Wonderful.
That's special, yeah.
I feel like that's really special. There's a lot of, you know, I don't know. I feel like there could be a lot of ministries to Africa, but there's maybe not a lot of light into what the ministry's doing with the funds. And it's nice to see that you're bringing, you know, the mission, what you do in Africa, you're going to bring it here for us to watch and see, right?
Yeah.
Watch and pray. And I feel like that's special, Dr. Gaetana, that you're doing that.
Not only that, we are inviting people also to go in mission and to just stand with the persecuted believers, whom their hand chopped, whom their feet chopped, and with that, with what kind of joy they are worshiping God. I want people to see that. And also, I want people really to see some of the church in Kenya, for example, the pastor who is coming to this time, they got around 1,300 members with their children and with their family. 75% of them, they came out from radical Islam religion.
Wow.
In that church, 75% of them. You know, this is one of the accomplishments of Watch and Pray. And here also in America, we tell to the church, we need to wake up.
Right.
We need to reach these people. They are here in our compound, in our yard, you know? We have a mosque now in Midland, and we are going to have also in Odessa. And here they are with us. We need to reach them. We need to evangelize them, and we need to pray for them. And that is what I'm inviting people really to come and to see. And also, you know, revival is here for America. Just it's here. It's ready. I smell what is going to come.
Revival.
Oh, revival. It's going to take place. Are we ready for that? Really, are we ready? And this is what we do in our prayer. We go from state to state. We pray here in my house, always Wednesday. Our main prayer is for America to rise up, to wake up, and to take over her position. And that's what we are doing.
Wonderful. So, well, it's wonderful to hear what you're sharing. I, of course, have a lot of questions. where did you encounter the gospel first? Where did Yeshua, Jesus, meet you at? Can you share that with us?
I am very young child. I was 13 when the Mennonite missionaries coming to my homeland and my hometown, they opened a dresser school, hospital, and school also. And then they are working always in the hospital. They have a chapel. They are trying to reach us. And one day I went there and I heard for the first time, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That verse is still mine. That verse changed my life and make me to go from north to south. You know, my plan is really to bring Africa one. You know, Africa is, we have a rich land, but we don't have peace. You know, we have everything in Africa. And we need to have, that is my dream for the future. And that is the way I got saved. Missionary came from America, left his home.
Yeah.
His luxurious life, you know. We don't have running toilets. We don't have running water. They came on that kind of condition, and they gave us Jesus.
You know, the gospel has gone forth into Africa well before Europe.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this was this is the backyard of where the story took place is Africa, and it's very interesting. And you earlier you shared with me that you had Bibles in your area written in Aramaic.
Yes,
that right?
I have that Bible on my hand, and I want to really tell also to the public, let them know this Bible is remain of burning Bibles. The Islam mob, they came and they burned down 29 church in Ethiopia. And from one of the church, we collect this. And we have a big, big Bible famine now in our country. And in olden days, really, Bible is very cheap. And it's also found everywhere. At this time, Muslims and communists, they are not allowed Bible to be printed, Bible to be distributed. And we are looking for this year, before this year ended, 50,000 Bible to reach and reach people to the northern part of Ethiopia, where our Jewish people are descendant and living. At this time, in the northern part of Ethiopia, they have a big fight, a big war, and our people, they don't have anywhere to go. Day by day, young men and women are killed. We are praying before they got this Bible, before they hear the word of God, not to die. And I ask really everybody who listens this to cooperate with us to just donate money or to buy Bible for us. Yes, sure indeed. I have another teaching also, how Christianity started from North Africa. Before going to Europe, before going to anywhere, all North Africa is the first Christian country. Tertullian, the man who said the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, that man is from Tunisia. You know, his theology is the one what we learn here. Everything started in Africa, but nobody is not telling that story. Nobody is not bringing. I have a friend by the name Elijah Brown. Dr. Elijah Brown, now he is leading Baptist Association. He is the one who opened my eye. He wrote a book, and also he is teaching how Christianity came to Africa and today reach all over the world. And nobody has not said that before. I don't know, nothing. It's my first time. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I heard this. When I find out, yes, truly, it started in all Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, Monrovia, all these countries, Libya, they are a Christian country. If you remember in the book of Acts chapter 2, there is people from Libya. That's what it said when the Holy Spirit ascended. Many people are coming from North Africa and they take back Christianity to Africa. And that is the way Christianity came to Africa. Now, vice versa, you know, the church became I don't care. Today, as we say I don't care here, as we compromise, the church starts compromising and all that country is taken by Islam. They don't have a church. In Tunisia only, you find 2-3 tombs with the cross. There is no any church, there is no any tomb with the cross. That's what it happened, even here also. You
Such
know,
a
here.
Spiritual battle.
Yeah, if we are not wake up, if we are not working hard, we are going to miss it.
Wow. Yeah. 29 churches. Can you? I don't even know if our audience can really imagine that. I mean, just think of one church burning here in America. Two, we would be, you know, we would establish a pattern. And if three, this would be, you know, it would be on national news.
Yeah, that's
national
serious.
News. But
I remember in Alabama, one time, week by week, Three Baptist Church burned down. You know, it's all over the news.
Right.
But here, the media is not bringing about persecution in Africa, in Asia. We have persecution in 50 countries nowadays. When we sit down here, within 1 hour, 17 believers got killed. In 1 hour.
Is the media in Africa, and then you would be more, I don't know, but is the media controlled by the government? Is there media? Is YouTube and people with their phones a popular way of getting news out? How is any of that spread? Or is it just, you know, it's not?
For me, you know, it's really, really very difficult. We are saying we have a good news from Africa. Always the good news is not coming. There is a commercial people who is doing news, YouTube now, Facebook. They are putting everything. Some of the things are really wrong. It's not happened. Some of the things are true. We don't have really true media everywhere. It's the same thing what's going here. You know, one time they said in Israel, it's a big accident, don't go. And they try to make us to cancel our trip. Went to Israel, and in the middle of the night, we are in Jerusalem town, downtown. We haven't seen nothing. You know, what the media is saying, what CNN and other media is talking, you know. Most of the time, they are lying to us. May the Lord have mercy on them.
So how often do you get to go back to Africa, and what do your trips usually look like when you go?
At least we go twice in a year.
Okay.
But the very saddest thing in Somalia or in Muslim-dominated area, we are losing 2 or 3 whom we baptize them. You know, we go there, they got killed, and they disappeared. And this is the situation what we face when we are working with the persecuted church. In Kenya, one time, I tried to just work with him since 1994. In daylight, they killed him. He is just like my son. His name is Abdiwale. That is what it hurt you. You know, just you haven't seen that person again. We say, till we come, that's all.
Yeah.
We are not say goodbye.
Yeah. Till we meet again.
That's all what we said. And these people are not compromising also about their faith. And I have so many stories, you know, about persecuted church, about persecuted Christians. And the time is not allow us.
Do you have, are you married? Do you have children? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself personally?
We married. now for 23 years. Mm-hmm. We don't have children, mm-hmm. but we call the orphans that are our children, mm-hmm. and they call us also daddy, mommy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where's your wife? Is she
here?
She's here.
Yeah,
also.
Here.
Okay.
Her name is Wasi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So it's hard to imagine persecution. I don't think we've ever, in the history of America, experienced this kind of persecution for
but
confessing
now,
Jesus
you
as
know,
Lord.
Now,
it might be changing.
Now it's almost here.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
If you hear Sokolov, the guy who is mm-hmm. standing for Christianity and talking, you get so many kind of news. What have been done? You can't believe this have been done in America.
Mm. Mm.
You know, how Christians are persecuted here.
Mm.
Here even, mm. in our freedom country, in our freedom, and they jeopardize our freedom. You know, one of the Muslim, he came and he killed 10 or 12 Jewish people in just calm day when they are celebrating Hanukkah or when they are celebrating Passover. Here, they came and they killed them. This is persecution by itself.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, that is. That's
persecution
true.
Is there here even mm-hmm. in our own country.
So we just call it terrorist attacks, right? So it's a label rather than the truth.
This is the agenda of Islam, you know.
Sure.
Islam, they have agenda. They came with good agenda, but when they bring the religion to America, they wrap it in a nice paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a gift, they wrap it with a nice paper. It's love, it's peace, it is that. But when they are growing in number, that is the time they stood up and they said, we will kill you.
Mm.
That's what they said in Kenya. Kenya used to be a 78% Christian country. Mm. Then they adopt the Sharia law in their parliament. Mm. Soon they adopted that law. The Muslims, they came in rural area. They are asking Christians, are you Islam or Christian? Some of them, they confess Islam. Some of them, they got killed here recently, not long time. You know, this is what it's going to come here when they are big in number. And also, the book is said clearly, if you converted from Islam to Christianity, you need to return back or you need to be killed. You don't have any choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what their book said. That is what they are doing. In daylight in New York, that is what they're doing. Days for Christians, always they are saying this slogan in Washington, in New York. If you go to New York, me and you today, you know, where the Twin Towers go down, always are protesting, down to Christian, kill Christian.
Mm.
Here.
It's very interesting. I feel like we often hear like the God of the Christians, the God of the Jewish people, and the God of the Muslims is, you know, this is the same God, the same one. And then I feel like there are that, you know, the God of the Bible, the God of the Torah, and, you know, the God of the Quran, I feel like they don't exactly say the same thing.
You know, I read Torah. I'm still reading. The God of Torah and the God of Christians are the same God.
Amen.
Our difference is just when it comes to Jesus. But any Jew, if they read Isaiah 53, they don't have answer. They can't deny. But if you know this, your family, if everybody of not having Yeshua, still they are not reading Isaiah 53.
Mm.
That is a big problem, you know. Otherwise, we have the same God. But Let me ask you a question. A mocker, a killer, how is going to be equal with Jesus?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
That is the meaning of Allah.
Yes, very interesting.
And Muslims, they are afraid to call his name. Even they are afraid to call Muhammad's name. They said always, let Allah have mercy on us when they call Muhammad's name. And clearly also, if you go and read the book of Quran, Muhammad said, his daughter Aisha asking him, Dad, how can I go to heaven? Daughter, inshallah, I don't know about myself even. Allah knows that. How you are walking with blind thinking, I have a testimony inside here. I have peace inside here. I can tell you how that Jesus changed Gethsemane, who is really rebellion, fighting with people. The day I said yes and accept Jesus, completely I'm changed. Mm. Before, when they tried to discipline me, forms are coming in my mouth. I am really fighting with them. But today, it's just simple to make Gethsemane to cry. Yeah, the day I accept Jesus, the day I know he died for me, the day I know he paid the price for me, period. Gethsemane is not the same person.
Amen.
I don't want anybody to take that peace from me. You know, I have really experience. If you are asking them, they don't have this kind of experience. Always they live by inshallah. Allah knows if I'm saved or not. How you are living like that without having assurance? Mm-hmm. You know, I have assurance. You have assurance.
Yes.
If we die, if I die now, I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I don't have any doubt I'm going to see the glory. And
I love how your ministry is reaching the persecuted church, not only taking care of them in their needs physically, their needs spiritually, but you are reaching those who are persecuting the people. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, what are you doing? And to love your enemy the way that you are trying to reach them is only the fingerprint of Yeshua.
Yeah. One of the girl in Hargeisa, she was imprisoned about her faith. And the United Nations fight for her. They are asking her to leave the prison. She said, no, I'm not going to leave. They said, why? I have freedom here to tell about Jesus to these prisoners. That is my job. That is my duty. I don't want to leave this place. They take her by force from that prison. You know?
That's unheard of. Wow.
It's vice versa, you know? Uh-huh. Let me stay in the prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know another guy also in North Vietnam. His prison sentence done, and he went to go out. And his wife, his children, they went to pick him. He said, no. I want to make them discipleship. I start already mentoring these people inside here. Mm. I don't want to leave this prison. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Mm. Wow.
This is persecutor church.
Mm-hmm. It's the seed of the disciples.
Yeah.
You know, like you make me think of Paul mm-hmm. and John, and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, just being faithful in whatever mm-hmm. circumstances that they've been put in, and being able to see spiritually the spiritual clarity in that moment that rises above the physical. The physical, there might be bars, but spiritually, there's freedom and there's life. And in that place of confinement to be that light. And it's, I know as we see darkness coming on around the world, that is our only hope, is the light of Yeshua, the light of Jesus in our hearts and our testimony, and the opportunity to that we will have in these dark times to be an even greater light.
Yeah, that is my message, you know, just the darkness is coming. We need to prepare our oil, not our lamp to die. Mm. Today, we need to prepare the oil. Let the lamp is going forever up to his coming. Mm-hmm. You know, the day he is coming, we are not running out to buy oil. You know, we need to be the braviest five girls, you know. They prepare their oil in the daytime. And here they are waiting for the bridegroom. Mm. And when the bridegroom is coming, their light is lighted and they came in to the wedding.
Yes.
You know, always I'm thinking in that place, is my light is going on still? Or at that time, I am going to ask to buy an oil. Finished. The time is past.
Right.
He is not compromising on that. God is not compromising in his word. He said, he said.
Yeah.
And for that reason, this is my message always here in West countries. Mm-hmm. Arise, wake up. Mm-hmm. You know, now, for example, you know, this revival is on the way.
Right.
You know, I smell, I sense.
I love that.
Yeah, revival is on his way.
Yes.
And we need to prepare ourselves and accept not to miss. The way it's coming also, it's not the same way it happened before. God got his own way. When we are waiting him on this side, he's coming maybe on this side.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You know, in our country, most of the time, the Coptic Church, we said, oh, they are kissing the stone, they are doing this, they are doing this. We are not even prayed for them sometimes. Mm. But you know what happened? One time, the Holy Spirit came, changed all the way of the Coptic Church in Ethiopia. Now we have a big revival. That kind of thing is going to take place here in United States of America. I have hope. You know, I am praying now almost for 30-something years for USA to revival to take place. Then the Lord sent me to the West. I don't know why I'm here, but I know one thing. God is going to start the fire from here, from West Texas.
Yeah, I was going to ask,
yeah,
what brought you to Midland? I mean, what brought all of us here to the southwest part of Texas? We're specifically located in Midland, but what brought you here, Pastor Gaetano?
It's really a mystery. First, when I came here, I came in year 2000 to speak about persecuted church. On that day also, I was interviewed here by the owners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then somebody asking me, Gaetano and Wesi, this is your home, Midland. Really, make a decision and move here. You know, I'm not taking in for a minute. Then I went home. We stayed. I'm catering food and supporting the ministry. And one time the catering business died when the presidency of Obama take place. If you know, in Virginia, in Maryland, everything collapsed. Our house from 400 something, it went down to 112.
Wow.
We lost everything. And then one night, we don't have even a glass of milk in the fridge. I don't have how to buy my gas tomorrow for my car.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife, we sit down and we pray, we see each other. I got a telephone call from here, from Midland. Mr. Joe Chapman, he is a deacon's chairman at that time at First Baptist. He called me, he said, Gaetan, don't say no. I want you, Wesley, to fly here tomorrow. I told you, we don't have even one glass of milk in the fridge. Oh. Then he sent us the ticket. I print the ticket. I park my car in Baltimore. I flew here. For 3 days, they just make us to relax. They take us out and they pray with us. Then he called around 20 churches from Midland. They came together. And they are asking me what I have. I told them, even I don't have now for next month to send for the children and to my mom. My mom is still alive. She's 101 now.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how to manage the ministry, how to manage my house. My house mortgages went down and I'm not expecting. I want to be free from the debt. And then they are asking me. They stood up and they said, Gaetan, give us your word. We want to help you and Wesley. Wow. We run the ministry for you. But we need one thing. We want you to move here. Do I have choice? No. We decided. They lent us a U-Haul. We put our things. We came and we stay in a mission house for 3 months. And I am just keep quiet. I'm not renting a house or I'm not looking for an apartment. I'm just keep quiet. And my wife asking me from time to time, Gaetan, where we are going to live? What do you mean? This place they gave us only for 3 months. And now almost 10 days more. No, they are not asking us to move really if we are not finding a place. This is American. Be careful. They say it's 3 months. It's 3 months. And next day is Friday morning. One of our church member, Bill Bishart, asking me, if I bring my wife and follow him to see a place, I said, what kind of place? He just took us where we live now. This is a house I bought for you guys.
Praise the Lord.
2-bedroom for handicap, for everything, just appropriate. They build it well. We haven't done anything to use like a handicapped place. Mm. Becky knows that house. She has been there for prayer.
Mm.
And we dedicate in their name, make it a house of prayer.
Mm. All right.
This is how our life is going on. Still, God is really, really, from 15,000 yearly budget, now it's more than 500,000.
Wow.
Wow. you know
that
that's God. God is really la 2 months ago, really, we don't have that much money in our accounts.
Right, yeah.
We are kind of frustrated. I call our fellowship. I call some people, and they didn't answer anything. Just they keep quiet. I said, what happened to these people? What we are going to send next month for these children. They don't have anything to eat. If they don't have anything to eat, they are not going to school. Even they are going to die. And I prayed. And somebody sent $25,000 in a blue moon. Then after 2 days, I went and take the envelope. Before that, he came and he visited us, this man, me and my wife. And he is my good friend for now 22 years. He wrote us a $50,000 check, which it closed the whole year.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Up to January.
That's awesome.
You know, God is showing his mercy and his love this way to take care of that people.
Yes.
But what he asking me, one thing, be faithful and humble yourself.
Right.
Always when something happens, I humble myself. It humbles me.
Yes. I feel like, you know, you talked about the persecution, the darkness. I mean, it's here, right? The darkness is here. Mm-hmm. We all on some level are dealing with that. And the answer to all of this and to ignite the revival, I believe the answer is say yes. Say yes and have that faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that voice says 1985 to you and your dorm, start, watch, and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you said yes. Later on, you tell the story, come to Midland, we said yes.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity to be on the show with you, you have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you say no, you ignore the voice, nothing can happen. But the moment you choose to follow God, listen to his spirit, you say yes, and you don't know what the answer, we don't know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it looks like tomorrow, but you say yes, and the doors will open, and the Spirit will work, and the Spirit will use you, and that's the revival. Say yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Say yes.
And that is a question Jesus asking them also. You know, he asks his disciples, do you love me? Do you love me?
Yes.
You know, he asks you, do you love me? Do really I love Jesus? Do really I submit myself all in all? I ask one question only when he asking me to work in Africa and in India. How can I do this? I don't have even green card at that time. And with what passport I can go to Israel? You know, I don't have passport, I don't have travel documents. Anything. Yes. He gave me this verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13:8. Mm-hmm. That's my motto. That is my word. Always what I see. Lord, you said this. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, he is our God still. He is still in the business. Mm. He is still faithful. Whenever you don't have faith also, he come and he lift you up. That's what he did to me and to my wife. Here we are today, where we are not thinking, you know, believing and obeying God, you know, humbling yourself will help you great in ministry, in everything.
Yeah, amen. I like how you said that he asks you. He's a gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to force you. He's not going to threaten you.
Right.
But we know that when we know the blessings and we know the cursings. And you get to choose, but he's a gentleman. He's going to ask. Yeah. You to be involved. Is he asking you?
He's not enforcing you.
I think, you know, for our audience, is he asking you? Is he asking you to get involved? Because I feel like for me, for years, I always felt the ask. I was scared to say yes. And then the relationship grows. And you know that when you say yes, it's going to be amazing. And he is a gentleman, right? Mm-hmm. And he's not going to...
You know, this is what he asking also now.
Yes.
The audience who is listening this, who hears this, are you ministering? Are you answering the Great Commission? Maybe you say how. Mm-hmm. It's simple. Pray, go, or give. Mm-hmm. He's asking you only these three things.
Yeah.
What you can. You know, this is for transportation. Maybe you can pay, go and come, $2,000. But over there, what kind of faith, if you ask our board members who travel with me first, they will tell you, our life changed. I don't think till this day I am a Christian. I start Christianity this day, they said, after they saw these people whom their hand chopped. See?
Yes.
Very whom their leg picture. Is chopped about the name of Jesus. And they are not denying through that. Now they have big church, and we establish for them a grinding mill, praise Midland people. They put that together, and they are working on that, and they are helping the church, they are helping themselves.
Right.
This is the question today. Would you go? Would you answer the Great Commission? And that is all what God is looking from me and from you.
You know,
he is not worried if you speak prophecy or if you say this or if you say that. No. His main thing, what it cost him, his only son, is a soul of people. You know, here in Midland, day by day, I meet people on the street and people asking me, how it happened to you? I don't know. People coming to me. And then we talk, they accept the Lord. Maybe they are homeless, maybe they need something. And always God provide for them. Even the work is here in your backyard. You don't need to go to Africa to just evangelize or to answer the call. Everywhere you are, you're answering the call. But are you ready? Are you equipped? Well, are you discerning the Holy Spirit? Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? And this is my talk to the people who is listening. Would you like to answer the Great Commission? You do only three things. One, you can pray. Two, you can go. Three, you can give. You send some people.
Please tell us about your missions trip. East Africa, September time frame.
Yeah, September 18 to September 28 to October 10. But if people want, they can extend. We are extending there. We are not putting our own days. We are staying there. We go to Rwanda. We go to South Sudan. We go to Djibouti. We go to Kenya. We want to visit the orphans and everything. But people who want us to travel with us, they can go to one country, to Ethiopia or to Kenya, and they can go for both country, and they can go and they visit. Mostly, you know, these orphans. You know, when I go there, you don't know how I am. If I'm sick, even I get healed. When I see that kids sitting down, having food on their hand and eating. You know, I'm not throwing leftover hardly. Hardly, always we fight. I'm not taking big amount of food, first of all, but when I throw leftover, really, it hurts me. These kids, they are not getting this. When I work in India, I ate in a restaurant and the food is really huge. I left it and the guy said, you can take this and you can give to the children on the street. Okay, give me. I came out, men like a bird, you know, hungry bird?
Yeah.
They came over me, and the food fell down on the dirt. they take it from there and they eat it. I remember till this day, you know, how we are really spoiled, how we are not using even water in a good way. Water, you know, we are digging hole for people who don't have clean water. And if you see people dying with blood, they are dying with diarrhea and some kind of sickness, you have this clean water here. And you are not, be careful also when you are using that water, you know. When people are leaving bottled water, I'm not throwing, just I took it and I put it on the plant.
Yeah.
You know, don't waste anything.
Right, a lot that we take for granted in our living conditions. So I think even more important to be connected to the Father, to be connected to the Word, and to allow His Spirit to refine us and lift us out of our true poverty that we daily will waste these resources and not even recognize it, or not think about those that are suffering in other countries. So I thank you for...
You're welcome. The last message what I have is please join us on September 20 at 6 at Midland Country Club.
Okay.
And the food is free. I told you it's kosher. You can invite your friends. You can come and join and can hear what the Lord has done.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
It would be great. We'd love to have GLC at the event, and perhaps we can just kind of give a little bit of what's going on. Bishop Katana, I think you perfectly reflect the heart of our Master. You know, he was there in Judea, the hills of Judea, and there's important people all around him, dignitaries and whatever. Everybody wants to ask a question. And the children, remember, the children are running around and they come up to our Master, and he perfectly ignores everyone around him. And he says, let the children come.
Come to me.
He has a heart for the children. Yeah. I feel like you do too. What you do is, and that's a passion, is for the children and for the widow and those who are in need. And you said yes, and I feel, you know, I just feel when I see you, I see the heart of
you know
of
children.
My Master.
Children are tomorrow's rabbi, tomorrow's pastors, tomorrow's country leaders, tomorrow's mom and dad.
Yeah.
I have big time against abortion. Big time. I don't want to hear even the word. It hurts me. In this kind of environment where you have orphanage to raise these children, when you have people to take them and to raise them, to adopt them, people are eager. People are online for adoption. Killing your own baby. This will hurt me a lot. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And like Eric said, just the reflection of Yeshua in you, the light that you are, and
thank you.
The name of the ministry that he called you to, Watch and Pray International, I can personally testify that I had burned my arm and needed prayer for that to be healed, because it was very painful and it was terrible.
Yeah,
and
you see.
I happened to walk past you, and the Father orchestrated and led, and I asked you if you would pray for that healing, and the Lord did heal my arm very quickly, and I'm so thankful for His ministers and His angels that passed through, and we get to experience the power and healing of Yeshua. So thank you.
Thank you.
For praying
thank you
for
really
us.
For
thank you for
giving
being
me
here.
This kind of time.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
Absolutely. Mark your calendars.
Becky, thank you.
Mark your calendars. Mark your calendars for September 20th at Midland Country Club. We hope to see you there. I think Holly and I will be there.
Thank you.
Come meet Bishop Gaetana. Get involved. Say yes. Listen to the Spirit. And do you mind closing us in a bit of prayer?
Okay.
Thank you.
Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. Lord, you gave us responsibility. You said, go and tell. Abba, help us to go and to minister and to bring people to your kingdom. Abba, Father, here in Odessa, in Midland, in Permian Basin, in Texas, in all America, and in overseas. Father, have your way in this ministry. Have your way in GLC. Lord, help this ministry meet their need. Abba, have your way in this ministry. Still it's existing. And let it exist. Let it established. Abba, give them what they need to function this ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an honor to be with all of you. And we just pray that the light of Yeshua will fill your hearts and homes with his peace and shalom. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to like and share. See you next time.
Shalom.